Good evening. Our scripture for tonight is Matthew 6, 1 through 6, and 16 through 21. Beware of practicing your righteousness before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look somber like the hypocrites, for they mark their faces to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there is your heart will be also. This is a reading of God's word.
Please pray with me. Merciful God, your word is our way of truth and life. Create in us hearts that are clean and put your Holy Spirit within us so that we may receive your grace and declare your praise forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Seemed like kind of a strange passage to be talking about not letting other people see your face when we're going to be putting ashes on our head and other people are going to see it, right? Seems a little weird. And I know that every single person who is here today is deeply committed to this church. When you say that you're praying for Glenshaw Valley, when you say that you're praying for members of this church, I know that that's not lip service. I know that you're not trying to get some sort of praise for doing that or for saying that. You are all leaders of this church. You serve on boards and committees. You are active throughout the community. You came here this evening to be reminded of your mortality. Who does that? It's understandable to me that not everyone wants to come to church and be reminded of their death today. I find it particularly humorous when Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day. There are a lot of temptations in this world, and I can relate to some of them. There are people who are tempted by unbelief. They find themselves like, how, you know, we believe some weird stuff, right? But, you know, those who are tempted by unbelief, they can find themselves just languishing in despair and not finding any point to worship. And then there are folks who are tempted by hedonism, and they're just, you know, they just follow along wherever their senses take them. They're constantly on the move to find the next pleasurable experience. And there's not a lot of pleasure happening in these hard pews, in those small pieces of bread, in those thimble-sized cups of grape juice. But you and me, us religious people, right? We're not like that. We believe, we understand why worship is important. We are refreshed by that sip of juice. We know what God wants for us. Yeah, we face temptation sometimes, but not the way that other people face temptation. I'd argue that sometimes we're tempted to substitute religion for God. We're tempted to mistake the roadmap for the destination. We focus on the rules instead of relationship. Now, relationship with people is difficult. But then when you go a step further and you try to connect with the God who defies all of our senses, I mean, that seems impossible, and we long for it for years. It's so hard. We grow weary and tired of trying, questioning, you know, whether God is even listening to us. And that's why God has given us a whole bunch of gifts. Gifts like almsgiving, prayer, service, fasting. We're given those gifts so that we might draw nearer to God. But sometimes we take even those gifts and we turn them into rules. We use them as a signal to other people. You know, like we know who's in and who's out based on the rules that they follow and how well they follow those rules. And then you can look at me and you can know how well I follow those rules. You know, I have to do those rules so that you know that I'm in. So what I'm saying here is that we've turned these gifts, these tools that God has given us, into performances to show people how faithful we are, to prove that we're righteous. And Jesus says, well, you know what? If you want recognition from other people that you are righteous, all right, you've received that reward. You've got the pat on the back from other people. How's your relationship with God, though? There's a bit of a parody here on Ash Wednesday, as I mentioned at the beginning. We're coming forward to get a smudge of ash on our foreheads to let everyone else know that we've been to worship. Other people will see our smeared faces and say, oh, person certainly is religious. I was at the grocery store earlier and I saw a few people that had their ashes on their forehead. I was like, oh, I caught myself saying, oh, they've been to church today. And Jesus declares, truly I tell you, they have received their reward. And it's in that moment that we can all like laugh at ourselves. We've been recognized for our religiosity, our identities as Christians, but not necessarily for our relationship with Christ. So we've come to the beginning of 6 weeks of Lent. In the 6 weeks of Lent, this is a time where we can focus on prayer, repentance, almsgiving, fasting, reflecting. Not because that's what we've been told to do. Not because we need other people to see how well we follow the rules. But because this is an opportunity for us to deepen our relationship with God. This is how we can grow closer to Jesus. So this Lenten season, I ask you to ask yourself if you're giving in order to get, if you're praying just because you're supposed to, or because it provides you hope. If you're fasting to fit into a new outfit, or if it's to heighten your awareness of Jesus. Over the next 6 weeks, let us build a Lent that becomes our lives. Build a Lent that draws you closer to God, that draws you closer to the God who sees you in secret. Amen.